Today is Wednesday, March 27th, and alongside the church across the world, I am on the march with Jesus toward Jerusalem, the passion of the cross, and the victory of the empty tomb. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me even now.
Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that you'd not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite with the aid of your Spirit gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for your presence, my eyes to see your coming, my ears to hear your whisper, and my lips to savor your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 4. Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us. Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
The joy of a rich harvest, sheaves of grain and cisterns of wine. That's what I'm asking for this evening, Lord. The joy of the finest dinner, a full spread and the finest wine. I don't reach for it, but ask that your presence would satisfy me in a lasting way as I resist grasping for rest through indulgence, but instead open my hands to receive it directly from your Spirit. Lord, I offer you my desire now. All the little hungers for pleasure and escape that tug on my tired imagination. I take these desires from my restless hands and put them in yours. Father, what I'm after in my grasping, would you give me now as I open my hands to receive? The rest I want, joy I want, fun I want, companionship I want, relaxation I want. I ask for it from you. You are my portion and my prize. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight, Lord.
Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound.
Grain and wine, the raw elements Jesus passed to them and to me, that I might taste the story of his sacrificial love on my tongue. This evening, I find my place at your Last Supper table, Jesus. I receive your broken body and shed blood, surrendering the day to your inexhaustible grace. Jesus, you paid my debt before I even knew how much I'd rack up. You covered this day with your body and blood before I lived it. So I can trust and surrender, as the moon takes the sun's place, that your grace is sufficient, even today. Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter into the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I've become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.